We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Mamches Simon Chaf. The Chayadim moves on to the status of a katan. So he brings a machloikas in regards to the idea of being mitzar for katan for the purposes of Zimun. The katan shigiel oinas haputos. The child has reached the age of being a poet, of a young man, young child, as opposed to a baby with toddler, etc. Which, how old is that? The Hainu Ben Tes or Yud. So the Chayadim says that the age of 8, 9, or 10. And actually, the Mishabur brings over there that some would say that the age is even younger than that. If he's reached the age where he knows what benching is, and the whole idea of benching, he understands the concept. So if he's reached that stage, Yudele Mimavorchen, you can have one of a child of that age can join it to Zimun and make a Zimun. Zimun is Rabbanon, and Chazal allowed for the purpose of Zimun, they allowed using a katan. It's not Davar Shel Kedusha, which requires an adult. So they accepted a katan, both for the purposes of a Zimun of 3, ever the Zimun of 10, you can use that young child. But there's a limit. You can only use one. So if you have 8 people who are over Bar Mitzvah who want to bench, and you have 2 boys who are under Bar Mitzvah, so that's not going to work. But if you have 9 people over Bar Mitzvah who want to bench, and you have one young boy under the age of Bar Mitzvah who, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can be mitzarif him to your minion and make a minion of 10 people and bench with b'shem. Now, Babagav the Betfila, Eno Mitzarif Afilo Echon. So we do not allow, even using a minion of 9 plus 1 person under Bar Mitzvah. And here we're allowing it. Shein Hosim Kim and Lomotzi Potter Navshe Mine, Abu Bechazamozan, Di Boy Leochel, Motzalit Terufe. That, the Chazal made the rules for benching a little bit more lenient, because benching is, in a certain sense, not something that you have to do. Now, obviously, once you ate, you have to bench, but since it's something which is an element of rishus, they dealt with it more leniently, because you don't have to eat, whereas davening is something which is an element of chiyuv, that you must daven, so they put the level of responsibility higher, and they did not allow for this kula of using a katan. So that is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch. But our minig, the minig of the Ramah, is we're not mitzar for katan. He has to be 13 years old. Now, to reach the state of halachic adult, the other person is 13 years old is not sufficient. The person has to start developing physical maturity, puberty. So we don't know whether the child has reached that stage or not. So, was ain't sarach libdok achrasaris. Once he's reached the age of 13, we do not need to check to see if he has a physical maturity. So the Gemara says that there's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption, if he reached the age of 13 years old, we assume that there is physical maturity as well. So that's the nature of how the world works. There's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption, that's how the world works. So we rely on that chazaka, and we allow him to be part of the minyan. And this is true for any minyan that we do. We have a boy who's 13 years old, and we're relying on him to be part of the minyan, even though we do not know for sure if really he is an adult or not. However, the Chayyarim has a caveat, which is not his own. It's already mentioned in much earlier sources, that this chazaka is relied on by the rabbonans, not by the raisins. So if you're dealing with the young man being moitzi, somebody in benching, a person who is person who is eighth kedei sviya and he's kind of benching deraisa, and somebody's going to bench for him, not just say duzimun, but somebody's going to bench for him, and the person who's doing the benching is a boy over 13 years old, but we don't know that he has physical maturity. So we can't rely on that. At what point can you rely? If a person starts to, that their facial hair starts to grow, she's starting to shave, etc., that is indicating, that is a valid halachic indicator that he's reached physical maturity. So then we can use him to invite to the sefer. So a bar mitzvah boy of 13 years old wants to lain. The chiyuv of kriyas Torah is drabanan, so it's not a problem. He wants to lain parshas Zohar, with it's a chiyuv deraisa. We have a problem. This concept needs a little more fleshing out, but Beis Hashem will do that in the next year. So meanwhile, we will stop at this point, but Beis Hashem will come back to this point in the next year, and hopefully finish the siman, and then be able to go on to Hilchos Birchos and Nehillim. Have a good day.